And as you know, Europe's leaders are meeting in council in Brussels today, where they'll deal with Theresa May's request for just a little more time to get her twice defeated withdrawal plan across the line. Speaking in Brussels in the past hour, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said nobody in the EU wants Britain to leave without a deal, but there must be a reason for any extension.
I think there is an openness to an extension across the board. Everybody wants to avoid no deal, but we can't have a situation whereby we have a rolling cliff edge, where we just put off decisions and deadlines every couple of months. Brexit was never going to be clean, and Brexit would always require some very hard choices for the United Kingdom to make. It was never going to be all good and no bad.
For her part, on arriving, British Prime Minister Theresa May said she sincerely hopes Britain will be able to leave the EU with a deal with Brussels.
What is important is that Parliament delivers on the result of the referendum and that we deliver Brexit for the British people. I sincerely hope that we can do that with a deal. I'm still working on ensuring that Parliament can agree a deal so that we can leave in an orderly way. What matters is that we deliver on the vote of the British people.
Theresa May, and let's talk now about what's going to happen with Andrew Byrne, Sunday Times EU correspondent. And Mrs. May, we're told, is going to be going straight into a bilateral with French President Emmanuel Macron. How serious are French objections to this request for an extension from Mrs. May, Andrew?
Yes, I mean, the French have been, there's been some discussion around the conditions for any extension to be granted to the UK. And most people view the French as being the most line on this. I'm told the latest information I have is that actually that planned bilateral between Mr. Macron and May won't happen because of the French president's delayed arrival. So they'll only speak on the margins of the summit. But really, I guess the key sticking point, which will be resolved this evening, it seems, well, probably not actually until next week, until the House of Commons votes, is just how long any extension should be for the UK. And what the leaders have said in the run-up to this summit yesterday, they said that they didn't get the request from Theresa May in time. She sent a letter that only arrived yesterday, so less than 24 hours before the vote. And there is quite a degree of discomfort on the part of many EU states with this June 30th date. Now, this might seem like kind of a small detail, but it is quite important because EU lawyers say that if the UK remains in the EU beyond the 23rd of May, it'll have to participate in the European Parliament elections. So what most people expect to happen this evening, and this is what the Lithuanian president said on her way in, she said that the condition for any extension will be, well, that first of all, MPs will have to back Theresa May's deal next week in a vote. That suggests that the formal decision of an extension won't be taken until that point, so that's Thursday next week, and that any short extension will only be until the 23rd of May. If the UK wants something longer, that will require a different offer, a different political approach in the UK, and most certainly participation in the European elections.
We've been talking to Dominic Grieve. It'll be going out later in the programme. He thinks, and many in the House of Commons and indeed in Brussels believe, there's very little chance of Theresa May actually winning that support in the House of Commons next week, even with the clock running down. Jeremy Corbyn, the Labour leader, has been having talks with Michel Barnier. He says he can deliver a majority from the House of Commons. Are Brussels now placing their hopes in him?
Well, I think Brussels has been disappointed in Jeremy Corbyn's approach so far. I think that they've sort of felt that the time for the Labour Party to move was sometime earlier. But there's no doubt that the expectation by many is that the vote won't pass next week. And that will force yet another crisis point, another emergency EU summit for the leaders to really address how they resolve this mess. And that will be just, let's not forget, just 24 hours before the EU or the UK is due to formally leave the EU. So at that point, I think Theresa May will face a choice from the other leaders between accepting a longer extension for a change political approach, which may indeed involve working more closely with Labour MPs, either with Jeremy Corbyn's approval, tacit or otherwise, or with just a minority rump of Labour MPs to get a softer Brexit through the House. And that's just one sort of different political approach that the UK may have to offer in order to get a longer extension, which could be as long as 9 months. And another sort of key cliff edge moment is also April 11th. That's really the last moment the UK will have legally to move things into motion for those European Parliament elections, which I think most British voters would see as a rather surreal outcome of this whole Brexit process.
Indeed, but it's quite a surreal process all along. Andrew Byrne, Sunday Times EU correspondent. Thank you very much indeed.